CGSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a great Kwanzaa and a Happy New Year.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Spare the Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Spare the Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Spare the Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
All right, this is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is O Tannenbaum by They Might Be Giants.
Nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. Oh Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. For Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, two front teeth, two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie's sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my
two front teeth, two front teeth, two front teeth.
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. So all I want
for Christmas is my two front teeth. Two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. Christmas!
That King Cole, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. There Might Be Giants, O Tannenbaum, before that here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, and it is a special, pretty much all Christmas show, Christmas and winter holidays more generally, it being right before Christmas. That's perhaps as you would expect. My name is Bill Childs over there.
Ella!
Look, it's Ella. It's your radio pal, Ella, here on the radio.
I'm here!
Back from Rhode Island. It's so great to be here. And who's that? Off to the side. It's Audrey. How are you today, Audrey?
I am doing very well. It's wonderful. Lovely to be here.
It's great to have you visiting, Audrey, Ella's girlfriend. And you want to introduce yourself to the folks at home?
Yeah. I live in Chicago. I'm from Rochester, New York. I do philosophy things and Buddhism.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you like really cool music. And you?
I think so.
I think so too. We're going to play some later on to help confirm sort of the confluence of the fandoms here, but right now we're going to play two songs that you requested, starting off with Amy Mann. Why don't you tell us a little bit about sort of what you think about Amy Mann?
Oh yeah, she cut this Christmas album. I don't have any dates in my head or anything, I just think she's sort of a criminally underrated songwriter, and I always wish she were on the radio more. So
well, here we go, putting her on the radio. It's Amy Mann, Winter Wonderland on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. In spite of the chillin', the weather, love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together.
Conspire Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Oh, Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began. The snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, singing, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic.
We're listening to that. That's Fiona Apple doing Frosty the Snowman. Ella points out, sounds a little bit like Zooey Deschanel from Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps my favorite holiday movie.
It's definitely the one we've seen the most.
And it's up there. It's Do you really, have one that you prefer?
I don't have one that I like more. I like it quite a bit.
Okay. It's fun to hear Fiona Apple. This is another Audrey request, by the way. Singing just a straightforward holiday song. No reference to bolt cutters or anything.
That's basically exactly why I suggested it. It's funny.
Very good move. And before that was Amy Mann, Winter Wonderland. Later on in the show, we'll hear from somebody she performs with a great deal, Jonathan Colton, later on. Right here, though, Fountains of Wayne, I Want an Alien for Christmas.
This year for Christmas, there's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bike. I don't need any ugly sweaters, and I don't play much basketball. There's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year. So don't worry about a thing. And I'll take him out for walks when it gets nicer in the spring. I'll always keep him company. He'll never be alone. And we can hang around the house all day and watch the twilight zone. I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want an alien for Christmas this year.
Elizabeth Mitchell, Get Some Help from Simi Stone, That Is Shine Like a Star in the Morning from The Sounding Joy. Liz was posting photos and videos from, they do that show every year out in the Hudson Valley, and it looks like a great time. Got to get out there sometime. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups, and we're at the point in the show when we need your help at home, and we've got Ella and Audrey here in the studio, and Audrey does not know what is coming now.
No.
And so, Ella, will you explain to Audrey and to everybody at home what their role is?
Okay. So what's going to happen is my dad is going to ask us if we have a question. And at that point, we are going to say yes, because by then, we will have a question to ask. And then when he asks us what that question is, we are going to yell as loud as we possibly can, "Are you prepared to rock?" And now I'm going to take the listener behind the scenes of radio magic and tell Audrey that when you yell as loud as you can, you want to lean back from the mic a little bit so that it's loud, but not so loud that it hurts the ears of all of the people at home.
Or me wearing
or
the headphones
yours,
here in the
more
studio.
Specifically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Audrey, do you understand what's going down?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Hey, Ella and Audrey, everybody at home, do you have a question for me?
I think we do.
Excellent. Indeed. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
On the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepared to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
Music from the Linda Lindas. It's Groovy Christmas.
Christmas. doesn't get to see movies rated R. I've given up on being cool. It's always clothes but no cigar. This might be your last opportunity to do at least one thing right by me.